KGNU.org. It's time now for the Opera Box.
This program is brought to you by the KGNU listener members and by the Colorado Music Festival, presenting Brahms and Bernstein. CMF Music Director Laureate Michael Christie returns with pianist Orion Weiss to perform Brahms Piano Concerto No. 1, Thursday, July 14th at 7:30 p.m. Details at coloradomusic.org.
And good evening. Welcome to the Opera Box. I'm your host, Ron Nadel, and tonight my playlist highlights the American lyric soprano Beverly Sills. With a 3-octave range, her silvery voice was unsurpassed in agility, accuracy, and control, as in her Willow aria from the Ballad of Baby Doe. Famous for bel canto roles, she also sang the opera of Mozart, Handel, Verdi, Rossini, Offenbach, Puccini, and others, as you'll hear when you join me for tonight's Opera Box tribute to Beverly Sills. The Willow Song, when Baby Doe first meets Horace Tabor from Act One of The Ballad of Baby Doe. We heard Beverly Sills and Emerson Buckley conducted the New York City Opera Orchestra. That's the opera by Douglas Moore. And we're 4 minutes after 7 o'clock. You're listening to The Opera Box on KGNU, and I'm your host, Ron Nadel, with a playlist highlighting the great lyric soprano Beverly Sills. Sills will always be the queen of American opera for many reasons. While other superstar sopranos were given titles such as La Stupenda or La Superba, Sills was known simply as Bubbles. Her amazing voice and presence on stage made her the only peer of Joan Sutherland, whom I highlighted about a year ago on this program. After retiring from the stage, she became director of the New York City Opera herself, helping them recover from financial and artistic decline, and later she became the chairman of the New York Metropolitan Opera, where her final act there was to secure the appointment of the Met's current director, Peter Gelb. Sills was born Belle Silverman in New York in 1928 to Jewish Ukrainian immigrant parents, and friends and family called her Bubbles. When she was three, she won a contest singing The Wedding of Jack and Jill, and at four, she began her professional career on a Saturday morning radio program singing under the name Bubbles Silverman. At age seven, she began taking lessons from the opera star Estelle Liebling. And at eight, she sang in a short film, Uncle Sol Solves It, as Beverly Sills. You can see that little short film on YouTube. At age 10, she won a popular amateur contest, and consequently, she was asked to be a regular on the weekly Capital Family Hour radio show. And at 16, she made her first professional appearance in Gilbert and Sullivan, which allowed her to develop her renowned comedic and dramatic timing. She appeared in a supporting role in Carmen at 18, and she joined a touring company where she began to appear with major opera companies in San Francisco, Boston, and New York. And during that period, she came to be known for her superior renditions of bel canto roles. In particular, her interpretations of Donizetti's heroines. I've got two for us right now. Two contrasting examples, the tragic Lucia di Lammermoor and Marie from the delightful comedy, The Daughter of the Regiment. The first example will be Lucia's famous mad scene. Deceived by her brother, she wrongfully abandoned her faithful lover, Edgardo. When she learns the truth, she murdered her intended fiancé, losing her mind. And Marie is the daughter of the regiment, an orphan girl adopted by the local military. She loves the soldier Tonio, but her guardians want her to marry someone more noble. So in this aria, she laments her situation. But later in the opera, comic revelations will unite the two lovers. Two examples of Beverly Sills' interpretations of Donizetti bel canto roles.
Thank you.
Oh, Marie's Lament from The Daughter of the Regiment. And Lucia's Mad Scene from Lucia di Lammermoor. Two great Donizetti roles performed by Beverly Sills. In the Lucia Mad Scene, she was accompanied by Thomas Shippers in the London Symphony. And in The Daughter of the Regiment, she was accompanied by Robert Gagnon and the American Opera Company Orchestra in a live Carnegie Hall performance. Be sure to stay with me. I'm going to be your host for A Classic Monday, where we will seek relief from the heat by going to the sea musically. That's at 8 p.m. Right now it's 20 minutes after 7 o'clock. Well, as Beverly Sills' reputation grew, she became a star of the New York City Opera. But one goal eluded her: the internationally renowned New York Metropolitan Opera. It became public knowledge that the Met general manager, Rudolph Bing, refused to use Beverly Sills, although she was becoming internationally famous. In 1956, she married the journalist Peter Greenaw. In 1958, she sang Baby Doe with the New York City Opera, and her fame was established. In 1956, she sang before an audience of 13,000 people in New York City College's Lewisohn Stadium, performing a bel canto aria from Bellini's I Puritani. I've got two clips of her singing from Bellini's The Capulets and the Montagues. Of course, that's the story of Romeo and Juliet. In the first clip, Sills, as Juliet, is distraught because she loves Romeo, but her family would never allow her to marry a Montague. And the second clip is her duet with Romeo. Romeo is a trouser role, and it is sung by the superstar mezzo-soprano Janet Baker, where they talk about running away together. From The Capulets and the Montagues. Thank you. that would bring the house down. Romeo and Juliet's duet from Act One of Bellini's Capulets and Montagues. And we heard two superstars, Beverly Sills, soprano as Juliet, and Janet Baker, mezzo-soprano as Romeo. Giuseppe Pitani conducted the New Philharmonia Orchestra. And before that, we heard Beverly Sills singing Juliet's Lament from the same recording. Well, it's about 25 minutes before 8 o'clock, and you're listening to The Opera Box on KGNU, and I'm your host, Ron Nadel, and my playlist tonight highlights the voice of Beverly Sills. Sills and Greeno had two children, a daughter who had multiple sclerosis and was profoundly deaf, and a son who suffered from severe mental disabilities. To stay near her family, Sills restricted her foreign travel, which affected her recording career. Her performances were mostly recorded by ABC Records, usually conducted by New York City's Julius Rudell, instead of the larger labels, international labels like Decca or EMI. Although she made recordings with them as well, such as the Bellini recording we just heard, most of her greatest roles were captured as pirated recordings of live performances. Now, by now an international star, Sills performed often on television and at university recitals. Most people think of Donizetti and Bellini in relation to Beverly Sills and her bel canto style, but she mastered the music of Mozart and Rossini, as well as Handel and Verdi and Offenbach and many others. For example, in a TV opera program, Sills sang Cleopatra's aria from Handel's Julius Caesar of 1724. Cleopatra sings the aria Da Tempestra after Caesar rescued her from a murder plot. And then we'll hear her sing Elvira's aria from Act One of Verdi's Ernani, written in 1844. Usually sung by dramatic sopranos like Leontine Price. And in this aria, Elvira desperately hopes her lover Ernani will rescue her from a forced marriage. Two different examples of Beverly Sills from Handel and Verdi.
Oh!
Two great arias showing the dramatic range of the American soprano Beverly Sills. That was Elvira's aria from Verdi's opera Ernani, and from 1844. We heard Beverly Sills with Julius Rudell conducting the New York City Opera, as you can hear on the vinyl recording. Before that, we heard a clip from a live television program of Beverly Sills performing the aria from Handel's opera of 1724, Julius Caesar, with Cleopatra's aria Da Tempestra. And Carl Richter conducted the Theater Cologne Orchestra. Well, I said earlier that Beverly Sills was the only real peer or competition for the great Joan Sutherland, known as La Stupenda. In my program highlighting Sutherland last year, I gave an example of Sutherland's vocal athleticism with Olympia's aria from The Tales of Hoffmann. That's the wind-up girl who sings the song about the lovebirds. Well, here's Beverly Sills in that same aria, giving you an example of her vocal athleticism.
Oh,
The amazing Beverly Sills singing Olympia's aria from Offenbach's great opera, Tales of Hoffmann. A clear example of her vocal athleticism and accuracy and control. Julius Rudel conducted the London Symphony Orchestra in that opera recording. We're coming up now 6 minutes before 8 o'clock here on a Classic Monday, and my program highlighting Beverly Sills. In 1974, Sills was successfully treated for ovarian cancer, and she recovered so quickly, she performed on stage a month later. She finally made her official Metropolitan Opera debut in 1975 after Rudolph Bing's retirement. She received an 18-minute standing ovation. Bing went on the record saying that preferring European sopranos and not using Beverly Sills was the single biggest mistake of his entire career. She retired from the stage in 1980 to focus on the New York City Opera, family, and her charity activities. She still made a few appearances at the New York City Opera, but mostly she taught and gave recitals in mid-sized cities and colleges to bring her art to thousands of people who never would have heard her otherwise. She still had the voice of a young woman. Her husband's health declined sharply, and she cared for him personally until 2005, when she retired from the Met Board of Directors so that she could spend the time to place him in a nursing home. He died in 2006, just shy of their 50th wedding anniversary. Then she learned she had lung cancer. She continued to work for a while, but Beverly Sills passed away in July of 2007 with her daughter by her side. The aria, Always Through the Changing, from the end of The Ballad of Baby Doe, seems an appropriate way to conclude my tribute tonight to Beverly Sills.
Beside my Lord.
Forever Young. That's the aria Always Through the Changing from the end of The Ballad of Baby Doe by Douglas Moore, Beverly Sills soprano, with Emerson Buckley conducting the New York City Opera Orchestra. This is your host, Ron Nadell. Thank you for joining me for the Opera Box tribute to Beverly Sills. Stay tuned now for a classic Monday. It's 8 o'clock and you're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, up in Nederland at 93.7 FM, and we are live online at kgnu.org.
This program is brought to you by the KGNU listener members and by the Colorado Music Festival, presenting Brahms and Bernstein. CMF Music Director Laureate Michael Christie returns with pianist Orion Weiss to perform Brahms Piano Concerto No. 1, Thursday, July 14th at 7:30 p.m. Details at coloradomusic.org.
Well, good evening, friends, and welcome to KGNU's Classic Monday. I'm Ron Nadell, still your host. And tonight, I thought we could try to escape the heat by going to the ocean. That's what I did as a kid in Southern California with music such as The Sea by Frank Bridge. And music of Debussy, John Francesco Malipiero, Howard Hanson, Alexander Glazunov, Ravel, and Mendelssohn. If you can't beat the heat, join me for a Classic Monday beach trip.